Welcome to the New Jersey Folk Podcast, featuring stories and conversations about folk arts, traditional culture, and heritage in the state of New Jersey and beyond.
Transportation. It comes in many shapes, sizes, and even speeds. What do you think of when you hear the word motorcycle? Do you think of dangerous speedsters? Maybe even Evel Knievel? Or do you think of an average college student who likes to explore new hobbies and make new connections? Join me as I explore the aspects of the biking community through my good friend, Konrad Zawadzki.
My name is Konrad Zawadzki, and I am a junior mechanical engineering student here at Rutgers.
What forms of transportation do you use?
Every day I use actually several. It depends, again, on the weather and stuff, but most of the time it's between my motorcycle and my car. And on nice sunny days, such as this one, I like taking my motorcycle to school.
How long have you been biking for?
So I got my moped senior year of high school after I graduated. So I rode that for about a year, and then I got my current bike, so roughly 2 years, two and a half at this point. Wouldn't say I'm a pro, but I do have a bit of road experience and a few stories to tell, I guess.
How did you pick up the hobby of riding bikes?
It was like junior year of high school. I remember watching something with a bike on YouTube, and I wanted to get something that was easy to ride. I ended up getting a moped. Getting the moped, I found out the fuel economy is great, and with gas prices going up, and they weren't that bad in high school, but even then, you know, 100 miles to the gallon on that thing, it was pretty nice. After I got a moped, I want a little more speed, so I got my motorcycle license, and now I ride a motorcycle. It's a little more exhilarating, a little more fun, but once you get into it, it's just very hard to give up.
You said that you're interested in stunting, right?
Yes. One of the things that made me buy an actual motorcycle over the moped was stunt riders. I watch a lot of YouTube channels that do that. I watch Brian636, Dank Wheelie, Jixer Bra, Slum Moto. You guys should check him out. He's a very small channel from Milwaukee. It's a very fun thing to get into, and of course anyone will tell you, oh, that's dangerous. Doing wheelies, you can fall off and hurt yourself. That's true, but that's kind of like skateboarding. I also skate, and it's the same thing. If you do skate tricks, you are always at risk of getting hurt. It's the same thing with motorcycling. So people can call it dangerous, but in reality, there's always ways to be safe with it. That's the thing I like doing, especially wheelies. I may not be the best, but I'm getting there.
Is there a biking community out there?
Well, biking community is kind of everywhere. You'll always find someone out there riding. Even at Rutgers, I met a few people. But most of the group that I ride with, it's actually close friends that I got into riding. So I was in a car kind of friend group. But once I got a bike, they kind of got interested into it. And then a lot of them ended up buying mopeds, bikes, anything motorized on two wheels. Even a few of them ride quads too, off-road, which is another fun aspect of the biking community. If you have a bike, you kind of just meet people along the way. So for example, I met a guy at Rutgers that was riding his bike around, and we talked, and gonna hit him up for rides now whenever we're free. You just kind of always meet people that are fun to ride with, whatever, whenever you're into sport bikes, dirt bikes, even stunting. I went to an event this summer called Grom Day, and I met a lot of cool stunt riders that gave me some tips on doing wheelies and such. That's another thing I like to do. Not on the street, of course, you know, that's illegal, but there's places for that too. But you kind of meet everyone, you meet people out there as you go out there. You meet a lot of riders, and that's the beauty of the biking community. You meet people with different tastes in bikes, different skill sets. It all varies, and that's kind of the fun part of it, meeting new people.
So it's a really open and broad community.
Very open and broad. You will get, whether it's, there's stigma, there's stereotypes, there's, oh, these certain type of bike riders will hate on you or whatever, but in reality, it has never happened to me. I met guys that ride 600cc sport bikes that have 0-60s in like 3 seconds, and there I am on my dirt bike, and we're talking about the same things. You know, you'll always find someone out there, even a guy on a, I don't know if it was a Harley, it was some old bike from the 80s, some old cruiser, we started talking, you know? So you'll always meet someone out there that you'll relate to, no matter what kind of bike you ride. It's very open, it's very accepting. Much like myself, I'm always down to get people into it. It's like when you meet someone that's experienced, they'll always try to, you know, get you more into the community. They'll give you tips, whether it's safety, whether it's how you should ride, where you should ride, etc. You'll always meet someone out there willing to help you. My friend's bikes break sometimes, and you know, we're always out there to help each other, and if we ever see another stranded rider, we're always out to help them too. So it's very, very tight-knit sometimes. Well, that's what I really like about it.
Can you talk more on the stigmas revolving riders?
I don't know how to like describe it. For example, sport bike riders, a lot of motorcyclists look down on them because there's a stigma. If you have a fast bike, you're gonna be, you know, cutting in and out of traffic, all that. That's simply not the case. Now, does it happen? Of course. And then there's always the stereotype of cruiser guys. There's stigma around those type of riders that, oh, they're these like, they will never help you with anything. They're like mean, but it's simply not true. One of my friends used to ride a cruiser. Like, you get waves from all the Harley guys. There's like a little thing in the motorcycle meter. We wave to each other, and you know, even they do it to us, the sport bikes, the dirt bikes. And yeah, there's stigmas around bikers, but most of them aren't true.
Are there places you can practice stunts in racing?
Yes and no. For stunt-wise, I mean, in the woods, you could really do anything. A lot of people find private lots where they ask people, hey, can I ride here? And most of the time, people are cool with it. Now, around here, are there stunt lots? Technically, yes. Are they technically, you know, 100% legal? Not sure about that, if I'm being honest. I've gone to the stunt event in Grande, and that was fully legal, and that actually was police escort, and you could do wheelies, you could do whatever you want, and it was totally legal, it was totally fine. I could legally say I wheelied in front of the police, which is pretty cool. But other than that, I mean, there are stunt events organized all throughout, really, America. There's stunt rides, mainly in Chicago, but Miami has them, Tampa has them, pretty much all over America. Milwaukee has the supermoto ones. So there are technically places, they're just kind of hard to find sometimes. So it's hit or miss. You kind of usually got to ask people or have a connection to a spot. So, and that's kind of the nice part about the motorcycle community. There'll always be a connection. You'll always find someone that'll say, hey, we stunt here. But much like skating, you do get kicked out of spots sometimes. I've been riding in the woods and I got kicked out before by some guy who was getting mad because we were causing noise. There's a guy I know that stunts nearby, and he's totally fine with the police stunting there, but every now and then someone gets angry, so they gotta leave for a few minutes and then come back. But other than that, usually you can find something wherever you are.
What would you say the major disadvantages are while riding?
The biggest two are, I think, are safety and weather. Not to say you can't ride in the rain, because I've done it plenty of times, but you will get cold riding in the rain. On a bike, you will get wet. And safety is another big one. It all depends on how you ride, but obviously people out on the road, it's not always about how you drive, it's about how others drive. If someone hits you on a bike, you are gonna get hurt. In a car, you're definitely a lot more safe than on a bike, and that's like a widely accepted fact, and it's something that all motorcyclists kind of just like accept. But that's also what gear is for. Currently, I'm wearing a armored jacket. It's got Kevlar lining, and it's got D30 armor, and it's basically impact and skid protection. I wear it under a hoodie, but I have for winter, for colder riding, or even for rain riding, I have another jacket that's also actually a lot more higher quality than what I'm wearing now. But it's gear lessens your chances of, I guess, getting hurt. There's a lot of people that say, oh, if you're going like past 60 and you fall or you get hit by a car, you're not surviving. But that's not always the case. So there's always a way of being safe. Granted, though, if you do crash, you'll most likely get hurt. I've crashed in the woods before. I was wearing gear, so I made it out okay. I just got the wind knocked out of me, but obviously a woods crash isn't gonna be as bad as a street crash. You don't get that road rash and stuff, but if I wasn't wearing gear, I'd probably be a little more hurt. So it all depends on what you wear, and all depends on how you ride too. So obviously, if you're going 100 miles per hour all the time, cutting in and out of cars, you're putting more risk to yourself rather than, sticking with traffic. And it all depends on how you ride, where you ride, and what precautions you take while riding. So safety is definitely a big disadvantage. It's like, we're gonna ride anyways. It's definitely a little more unsafe. You're definitely less protected than a car, but you just do it. But weather is really just kind of get over it, I guess. If it's raining, it rains. It feels like bullets are hitting your body, but that's just how it is riding in the rain. But those are definitely the biggest disadvantages. It really depends on what you do and your perspective on motorcycling. Though, granted, it is a very rewarding feeling to ride.
That sounds amazing. Have you had any scary experiences while riding?
I think it was my third day riding. A car ran a red light on me, and I had to slam on my brakes and skid my tires. That was scary. And when you're learning how to wheelie, you will fall. That's just widely accepted. You will eventually fall off your bike. It'll be a little tis but a scratch moment, or you'll wreck your bike. I've come close to wrecking my bike on a wheelie. And in the woods, I did a jump, and out of nowhere, a tree appeared in front of me. Let's just say I might have not been paying attention, and I slammed on my brakes and I actually flipped over the bike and went flying over the bars and got the wind knocked out of me completely. That was a very adrenaline-packed moment, and I got home. My bike was not working properly. It was a quick fix, but later that night I went to sleep and everything hurt. It was like, you know, it happens. Any of those moments can be scary. I definitely say it's a lot more scarier dealing with bad drivers in traffic than doing wheelies. It's nerve-wracking, but you know, if you fall off a wheelie, you know, you roll out of it, and sometimes it can end bad, but with other drivers in traffic, it's kind of unpredictable. But if you have proper safety techniques, if you know braking techniques, if you know what to do, if you know how to counter steer, that can save you and your bike. Plenty of scary moments, but it's just one of those things you always have to look out for. You gotta have that mental awareness. It all depends, again, on how you ride and how prepared you are, but I've had plenty of those moments, and if you're getting into motorcycling, I guarantee you will have plenty of those moments too. It's just one of the things you gotta prepare for.
Have you picked up any cues on cars in terms of if they're gonna hit you or?
Oh, for sure. What I like to do is pay attention to how cars drive. It's mostly about the type of driver. You just gotta pay attention to what they're doing. I was actually on my moped. I was following a Lamborghini down a local road, and it was the safest Lambo driver I've ever seen. But then there's people in a Nissan Altima with like the bumper falling off and they're driving like a madman. So yeah, you definitely pick up awareness, and you definitely know, you pick up how to act around certain cars. It's just all about traffic patterns and how people drive. Even when it comes to like intersections, even if you have a green light, there will be people that try to run the red making a right turn, and that's what, another thing you gotta look out for. But you develop that over time. You develop that awareness the more you ride.
What's the best incident you've had on a bike?
Much like the first question, there's plenty. I've been to plenty of fun rides with my friends. It's on all the bikes. I remember before I even had a motorcycle, I had a moped, and there's six of us riding through our little town on mopeds. Imagine six of us on these weed whacker sounding motorized bikes just riding around town. So that was pretty fun. Going to the beach was very fun. We did plenty of beach trips in the summer. And Grom Day, New Jersey's first ever Grom Day, was a very fun event. I met a lot of people that helped me learn how to do wheelies, how to stunt. And that was the day that I kind of like learned how to, I knew how to pop up a bike, but I didn't really know how to wheelie. I didn't know how to get the balance point. And I got the balance point that day, which is basically the point where you can kind of hold the wheel up a little bit. And so you kind of feel weightless. And there's just plenty of memories I had with my friends riding. Yeah, there's too many to name. It was just all very fun.
Do you have a YouTube channel you'd like to promote to inspire future bikers?
I do. It's The Wrath of Khan. It's also my Instagram if you guys want to follow me. It's The Wrath of K-O-N. I don't upload that frequently, but I do some moto vlogs. I do some stunt vlogs, wheelie practice. I also do like random videos. I did a car review recently, and it was just pure hooliganry in a car. And but yeah, if you guys wanna watch any fun moto vlogs, then yeah, tune into my channel. And if anyone listening to this interview is considering even trying motorcycles, 100% try it. Yes, gear, everything in mind, safety, everything in mind, absolutely do it. Give it a try, at least ride a bike once. 80% of you will probably ride it and be like, I'm getting a bike, because that's how most of my friends were. So even the ones that swear they would never touch a bike in their life, they ended up getting one. So yeah, something very fun to get into. That's about all, I guess.
Thank you for listening to the New Jersey Folk Podcast, a project of the New Jersey Folk Festival and the Department of American Studies at Rutgers University, New Brunswick. The podcast is produced by students, faculty, and community members. Support also comes from the New Jersey Council for the Humanities, the Middlesex Arts Institute, and the New Jersey Folk Festival Incorporated. Spook Handy composed our theme music. Would you like to support the New Jersey Folk Podcast? Find more information at www.njfolkfest.org. Thanks.